everybody. Welcome to Paul Listening Behind the Curtain. It's our opportunity, as always, to take an in-depth look at the world of theater that is going on in Chicago. And so this next one is sort of a tale as old as time. And so I want you to be my guest to talk about this next show that could not have been just more tacky as a way of introducing the grand show Beauty and the Beast, which is coming back to Chicago. And I can't wait for it. July 9th through August 2nd. It's not that long a run, but it's pretty good, over at the Cadillac Palace Theater, which, of course, is one of our grand theater places. But coming and starring in this is one of Chicago's very own. And that is what is, to me, is just so exciting, because Kathy Boyko is playing Mrs. Potts. And Kathy, good to see you again. We last talked when you were here for Sunday in the Park with George by Porchlight Theater at the Studebaker Theater. Once again, I know you live on the East Coast. You're coming home.
It's so nice to come home because, as you know, Chicago, I think of as my other home. So anytime I can come back, I'm delighted.
Well, because you have history here. I mean, you've been to Marriott and Drury Lane. And I mean, it's not like you don't know that you won Jeff Awards here. I mean, yes, this is a home for you.
The Court Theater. Absolutely. Chicago Shakespeare.
It's just so wonderful. While I'd love to talk about your background, and we got to kind of look to the future, although you did work with Sean Ellen Krill in Sunday in the Park. So I just want to do that little shout out because I know he's a good friend and he's beloved here in Chicago.
One of my best, for sure.
So, all right. Look, everybody knows the story of Beauty and the Beast, but, you know, for three people who might be watching this who don't know, just give us the quick story of this tale as old as time.
Well, it is the story of a girl who is finding herself wanting more, and she finds the Beast, and they discover that you can make terrible mistakes and still have a happy ending.
Oh, what a quick, you've learned to do that quickly, haven't you?
That was on the fly. I hope it was all right.
Well, now, you are, while you are a beauty, you're not the beauty that is referenced here, because you are playing Mrs. Potts. So remind people who Mrs. Potts is, because we do get lots of different characters that are teapots and all
right.
sorts of.
Mrs. Potts is sort of the housekeeper of the castle where the Beast is trapped by the spell, which causes him to not be human anymore, but be slowly, gradually turning into a beast that an enchantress has put the spell upon him, that until he can learn to find beauty within, he is going to be trapped in his beastly form. And Mrs. Potts is the housekeeper of the castle, and she is sort of a surrogate mom to the Beast. And she also has a little boy of her own called Chip, who is slowly turning into a teacup.
So recently I had the cast of Steppenwolf's You Will Get Sick, which, by the way, if you're here and you get a time to, if you have any time to get to see something else on a Monday or something, I don't know.
I want to see many things while I'm there if I'm able.
So there you go. So Amy Morton is starring in that. And one of the questions I had for her was, she's stepping into a role that on Broadway was performed by Linda Lavin. And does that matter? And we talked about that. Fortunately for you, there's nobody legendary or critical who has ever been in the role of Mrs. Potts. So you're not having to step into any like major shoes.
No big shoes to fill. Of course, Angela Lansbury was the voice of Mrs. Potts in the animated feature, and that lives so strongly in most people's hearts who have seen the film. And then an unknown in the live action also. I have very big shoes to fill. Thank you. Thank you, Paul, for bringing that up to me.
Well, I didn't want you to forget. But actually, so I will ask you the same question I asked Amy. I mean, does that matter? Do you go to sites and say, because you have so many young people, it is Beauty and the Beast, young people who wouldn't know the name Angela Lansbury if you showed them a picture. But for older folks, me, does it matter to you? Do you say, no, this is, I'm Kathy, I'm doing my Mrs. Potts.
Well, fortunately, this is the first Disney-produced Beauty and the Beast in 25 years.
Yeah.
And working for Disney is exciting because they have such a wonderful creative energy. And so they welcomed a new take on it while being respectful to the Mrs. Potts that we got to enjoy by Angela Lansbury. So I feel like I was able to bring Kathy to it while respecting the original.
You know, I opened with being a little corny by sort of saying, be my guest and a tale as old as time, because those are lyrics from major songs in the show, the first of which is yours, tale as old as time. The music by Alan Menken, and I've got to spend an evening with Alan Menken one time. He's done this show.
He's incredible.
But Tim Rice and Howard Ashman, who's long gone. But what a team that put this, and people watching this are usually theater buffs, but if you don't happen to know those names, just go look them up. What a team to do the music for this show.
That is one of the things that is exciting. I remember seeing the animated feature and being thrilled by the score and turning to my mom, who I was seeing the film with, and I said, they have to put this on stage. So I was delighted. I got to see it on Broadway 3 or 4 times, and I just felt absolutely transported every single time that I saw it. So when this came about, I was absolutely thrilled to get the audition. And then when I got the call that I was going to be Mrs. Potts, it was just a dream come true. And to listen to the score every night as we're doing previews right now, it is still thrilling to me. The orchestrations are beautiful. The lyrics are beautiful. The whole score is married so beautifully with the storytelling. And I love that the musical is very faithful to the movie whilst being interesting and new and fresh. And Linda, the original writer, came in and worked with us, and she rewrote some things. They cut some things. They added some things. So again, it is very, very much true to the film while still being a fresh take on it with a couple surprises along the way.
I love that. I can't wait now. By the way, so my bad. You said while we're in previews. So are you sort of opening this tour when you get to Chicago?
Yes. July 10th is our official opening. We've been fortunate that audiences in Schenectady here where we have been in previews have been extraordinary. And you can just tell that people are ready to see this show again, because it's not a kid's show. It's not a grown-up show. It lives in a world where anybody can enjoy it. It's a good date night show. And there are always, as is often the case in Disney, there are jokes only for the grown-ups, and then there are jokes that really appeal to small people. So I think it's exactly what we need right now.
Yeah, it's like they used to do in Bugs Bunny. There were lines that kids would laugh, yes, but adults went, oh no, I know what you're really doing there.
That is 100% true. Right. That's what it feels like sometimes.
Now, some of the classic beasts in this show have been Terrence Mann and others. Who is your beast?
Our beast is a wonderful fella called Fergie Philippe. He's terrific. And Kira Bell Johnson is our Belle. And they just bring such a new and fresh take on it. I am tickled every night to watch them on stage. They are funny and charming and wildly lovable. And again, I think that they bring something a little different to it than you might have seen before. And that's really exciting as a performer and as an observer. The fact that I get to watch a lot of this unfold in front of me is really a treat every day.
Have you found at all that the Beast has lost his touch?
No.
Well, here's what I mean.
No.
Because I have his hand, and so you remember I collect props, and so I thought, well,
oh my gosh,
maybe if you're going, you know, I am noticing he's not exactly feeling like he used to feel, because I have his hand. This actually was the Beast's hand by Terrence Mann. Yeah, by Terrence Mann and some other beasts. It's signed by all of them. So
that's
I was
amazing.
Just being funny. I know yours is fabulous, and I didn't mean to scare you with that question. But
no,
that was my little humorous setup.
And horrifying simultaneously.
And who is your Gaston?
Oh, he's a wonderful fellow called Stephen Lucas. And he is tall and handsome and funny and strong. And he is nothing like Gaston in real life, which is also delicious to watch somebody be completely opposite of who they are off stage while they are on stage. And he and our Harry, our LeFou, are so fun together. And they dance more than you might expect. There's actually a lot of dancing in this show that you might not expect. So the ensemble and the principals and the entire company is working overtime, not to mention the fact that there's so much Disney magic in it that I'm not allowed to tell you how it works,
no.
But it is really exciting. I'm in front of it daily and I still go, how did they, and I'm this close to it. So there are surprises along the way that I think that you'll be delighted.
Well, Kurt, you see shows like Aladdin, whatever, just every Disney show you see also has magic. And so now here we have a new rendition of something after 25 years. I can only imagine what we're in for. You know, one of the reasons I think that your Gaston, Stephen, is you find him dancing and stuff is because he lost his mug that he used to carry in the show. This and let him know that if he's trying to find Donny Osmond's mug, Donny signed this. Yeah. And so why your guest Stone is going like, who's got my mug? What happened?
I kind of want to come by your collection. P.S. The merch on this show is outrageous. I just spent $100 yesterday buying merch. So there's going to be something for everybody in our merch department as well. So I think that you better.
Wait, so out. Now people are watching just going, she has to buy the merch. They don't give Mrs. You don't walk out to have Mrs. Potts. Discount. I want that shirt.
There's a company discount. Don't get me wrong. But and we might actually be gifted some, but I couldn't wait because it's really terrific. I got a keychain and a sweatshirt and a wine glass.
I'm all about the mugs. I hope there's a cool mug of some sort.
There is. You'll be very happy with the beer stein. Yeah, it's.
Oh, yes.
It's nice.
I love it. Maybe I'll sell them my Gaston mug. So for people who've seen the show, the animated, whatever, the impression I'm getting from you is, I don't care if you've seen it or not, you need to come see this version of Beauty and the Beast because it sounds like it's one we just haven't seen before, aside from getting to see you.
Well, thank you very much for that. It's a pleasure. It really is. But again, I'm surprised by things daily, and I think that the audience will be really, really tickled and transported. It's beautiful visually. It sounds gorgeous. The orchestra sounds terrific. There's some beautiful new dance arrangements by David Chase. So it's really exciting. And again, if you've seen it before, you've not seen this version. And if you haven't seen it before, you will be swept away by the beauty and the magic and the fun. It's just a fun story.
Well, Kathy Voitko, I will be there on opening night and sitting just a couple of rows in the audience. So don't be upset if I keep waving at you. And at some point, just wave back and go, all right, I see you. Fine.
I will wave back, Paul. You know I will, particularly if I see you there.
I can't wait. But Beauty and the Beast is playing at the Cadillac Palace. It is one of my favorite theaters here. I just love to show that off to people who come into town. And for people who haven't been here or have kids, what a place to bring them.
The entire company is wildly delighted to be coming to Chicago next week. And we cannot wait to inhabit the Cadillac Palace.
And I know you're going to tour them around the city, maybe a little architectural boat cruise, the whole thing.
I can't wait to hop on the architectural boat tour. That'll be my fifth time, I think. So yes, I can't wait to revisit.
Well, it's playing July 9th through August 2nd with the opening on July 10th. And I mean the opening on July 10th. I didn't know that. So that is amazing. I just thought it was our opening. No, it's the opening.
It is the opening, and there's no better city to open in Chicago. It's my second home, and I can't wait to come home.
And that's because, as we at WGN say, you are one of Chicago's very own.
Thank you. I wear that proudly.
Yes. Tickets can be purchased at BroadwayInChicago.com, a show not to be missed for the entire family. Summertime fun. Thank you. It's so good to see you again.
It's so nice to see you.
And I look forward to seeing you again in person. Thanks,
I will toast you on opening night.